know, if it looks like I'm struggling a little bit, it's because when I'm able to listen to the Zoom, I'm hearing my own voice with about a second delay. It's a little bit confusing. But what I'd like to do right now is to enter into a time of meditation that's a little bit different than anything that I have ever done in a church worship before. And it's based on a practice called Lectio Divina. Now, it's designed to help everyone who is around the circle to bring their voices together to meditate on a particular scripture. And the image that most fully brings this for me is the image of being out on the water in a canoe. Now, there are times when you can go canoeing and the wind can be whipping up the waves and you're just kind of battling with the boat to go up over each wave and continue in a straight direction. But Lectio Divina is the kind of spiritual practice that happens when the water is calm and you can look to it as if it were a still surface. It looks like one flat surface stretching out forever. And when you drop even just a drop of water in, you can see the ripples spreading out. You can follow them with your eyes as they get larger and larger. What we're hoping for is to bring some attention to Scripture so that as I read these words, if there's something that the Spirit drops into your spirit, that it would ripple. And you could see the ripples because we're all silent together. And then we'd like to share a little bit. As if we were creating a pond ourselves and dropping some pebbles into it to see what ripples would happen. Now, in order to do this, we're going to have to remember a couple things. One, don't be afraid of a little bit of silence. I know this is a live stream, and they tell you in live streams never to create silence. But we're sometimes at Tabernacle, we break the rules, right? So we're going to have a little bit of silence. And two, as we do it, it's important that we just listen when other people are sort of describing or dropping their stones, but not react. Because sometimes the reactions themselves create extra ripples, and then we lose the original pattern. So we're just looking at the words that are spoken. And so I'm going to give you some very specific intentions to listen with as I go through these three readings of the same scripture. And I'm hoping that each time we go through it, it'll be a little bit deeper experience. So the first time I'm going to read it, and I'm going to bring you the intention to listen for the word or phrase that I'm going to use the language rings your bell. Now, Annie Dillard has this wonderful rendition of a moment when she was watching something on her mountain, and it resonated in her in such a way that she said these words, "I had been my whole life a bell and did not realize it until I was lifted and struck." And in the same way, it may be that there's a part of our spirits that can really connect with Scripture. Now, as a pastor, I pray that this happens for me when I'm preparing sermons, that something will begin to resonate with me, it'll become the core of the sermon, and so I often do a lot of this work for you and then present it to you. But today, what I'm trying to get at is that each one of us can meditate on these words, and God can speak to any one of us in incredibly powerful ways. In fact, I'm hoping that God speaks to every one of us in some way or another as we read these words and meditate on what their meaning may have for us today. So the first thing we'll do as we come through this is to just listen for one word or one phrase that rings your bell today. And when we have this time of silence, I'm going to invite those who are in the Zoom to speak out a word or a phrase. Don't give us any explanation. Don't tell us why. Don't just the word. Just the word itself, as if you were dropping a very small stone into the surface of the water. So before we start, I'm just going to pray. Gracious God, we pray that we would be blessed by you so that our hearts would open, so that our ears would be ready to hear what your Spirit is saying to us this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Are you ready? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
A light shines in the darkness. The darkness will not overcome. Joy in the light.
You want me to use?
Now, I invite you to do this at home as well. And obviously, if you're watching on live stream or on Facebook, we won't be able to hear you, but go ahead and just speak it out anyway, whatever it is that is coming to you right now. I'm going to read through this scripture a second time. And this time, again, I invite you to listen for a word or a phrase that stands out for you. And if you feel called to it, a sentence of what insight it awakens today. If you feel called to it, a sentence about what insight that word or phrase awakens for you today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Our world feels dark.
But trust in God, and everything's going to be okay.
I'm going to read the scripture one more time, all the way through. And this time, I want you to imagine that 50 years from now, the earth has become an abundant, greening paradise in which poverty and violence and racism have been completely overcome. There was something in this passage that sparked the beautiful change. You're a historian looking back. Listen for that something. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
God is always with us.
The darkness cannot drown out the light.
When these words come to me, I begin to resonate a little bit with what has come into being with him was life. And I think about the ways in which God frees us to be fully aligned with life and to be fully in alignment with the nonviolence of just being alive and not trying to compete. There's something about this passage that feels very pure to me, and I really love that as a grounding for the future work. Is there anything else that anyone is just dying to contribute? Hearing nothing, I am going to congratulate you all on coming through your first Lectio Divina experience in a worship setting using Zoom live stream, Facebook Live technology, and I want to say how thankful I am to be part of a community in which we really believe that the Spirit can speak just as easily through any one of you as it can through leaders. And although there are definitely some disciplines of listening that hopefully I as a leader am attending to and that are important, the Spirit doesn't always pay attention to who's in leadership. In fact, if you read the Bible, you'll see that time after time after time again, the Spirit spoke through those who nobody expected the Spirit to speak through, because they weren't the leaders. They weren't the ones in the front, but they were just the ones who were ready to hear. And so I enjoy sharing the sermon writing process with you this morning. And I just want to thank you who have participated. I want to thank you all who have done this diligently at home where no one can hear you. And yet the Spirit is speaking to all of us. And there are important messages, because as we begin this new year, it is obvious that there's a lot that needs to change and a lot that needs to heal. So our work and our contribution matters right now more than ever. And the collaboration that we have with God as we do that is critical to making the difference that we are all called to make. So thank you all for indulging me this morning with a little experiment. And I want to, I want to share with you something that Teresa Lee Whiting has written. And she also spent a lot of time on the video that goes with it. And this is this is another one of her unique musical contributions. And so what a wonderful thing to have such talented people on every side. Thank you. Well, now we're preparing to close our service of worship, and I want to leave you with a blessing. So hopefully in this odd service of worship, in this odd time that we're in, you have encountered the love of God, heard about the story of that love being expressed through Jesus and his birth, and thought a little bit about how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you today. And so take with you the blessing of the Creator and the Christ and the Holy Spirit, and share it as often as you may. Amen.
Amen.
So the service is ending. I invite those who are joining us via Zoom to stay on for a minute, and we'll have a moment of coffee hour.
We'll get the coffee.
Okay, mics are off.
Where's your coffee?
Amazingly, I've never felt that disassociated from myself in my life. So like when I like these things really depressing, sure, I've done it 100 times. I actually felt like I wasn't in my body. I picked the weirdest key. And then when I got halfway through it, I was like, I just didn't even feel like I was here. It was just this weird disassociated feeling that it wasn't actually me singing it. I know it's the weirdest thing, but I'm serious. It's just bizarre. Have you ever, I don't know.
Hold on. We're still
sure
in the Zoom meeting. I don't think I've ever had that experience.
It was weird. It's just bizarre feeling.
No, I think I have. Sometimes the experience of being in front of people and having something to hold, like that performance.
Yeah.
Yes. That can be a disorienting thing.
It was weird. Just bizarre. To add to my list of bizarreness from this year.
Yeah. Now, how's everybody doing? Let's see if I can... Hold on, let me... Oh, dear.
I'm not sure. Some coffee hour. Some time to social. Get to know better.
Anyone else in there? It's adorable.
Well, no, there's Barb. And there's another couple. Look at that. I didn't realize it was a gray stripe. Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Oh,
thank you. Look
at you guys.
We're good. It's good to see everyone.
It's good to finally see you.
Can't wait to see everyone in person.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Too long.
Too long.
And you've both been healthy?
Yes. Yes. Thank goodness. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a new puppy to our family.
Oh, I saw the dog. It's beautiful.
Thank you. He's a little Jack. His name is Aspen. He's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh.
I can't believe I never lit the candles. I never lit the candles.
Light them now and you can blow them out.
Yeah.
I was here an hour early.
Isn't that the liturgist's job? Isn't that the liturgist's job? I'm supposed to do it. I don't even know where the thing is.
I can't believe I didn't light the candles.
Like, there's the thing, right?
Okay. Yes.
Oh. Well. Are you ready for a New Year's Eve celebration? We got a heck of a New Year's Eve celebration for this year, right? Because we've got a lot of hopes for 2021.
Mm-hmm. Jose's got to make something yummy to eat.
Yeah.
He said he has to work.
Yes, he said he has to work.
What's your favorite thing to cook for New Year's Eve?
Pork shoulder roast.
Ooh.
With Spanish rice.
Nice.
Okay, what time is dinner?
We're coming over.
Yeah, we are.
Jose has to work that day, so it would be up to me to make it, and I'm not that good of a cook. But I could try.
Okay.
What about you, Ruth and Wilbur? What's your favorite thing to make on Christmas Eve? You have to unmute. We can't hear you yet.
Can anyone read this?
No.
It's not one of my skills.
If you tap your screen, the mute button appears.
There you go.
Not so much for New Year's Eve, but New Year's Day would be pork and sauerkraut.
Really?
Ooh. Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Pennsylvania, that's very popular.
Yes.
And we did our thing for Christmas. We had lobster tail, shrimp, and what's the one I can never remember?
Scallops.
Wrapped in bacon.
Delicious.
That's what my daughter's been doing for years, a seafood Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it was just the two of us, so we had, you know, that's what we did.
Bart and I had shrimp and potato chips. And dip.
Nice.
Yeah.
What
did we have on Christmas?
Enchiladas.
We had enchiladas.
Okay. Oh. That's good.
If my sister-in-law were here, she makes tamales, you know, huge bunch of tamales, maybe 60 tamales. And if our son is around, he eats every one of them.
Oh. That's what she makes?
Yeah, tamales are very important for her. And for his part of Mexico. That's what people eat.
Yes. Uh-huh. So delicious.
Hmm. our kids are coming over on Monday, the ones that live in Endwell, and we're having Swedish meatballs.
Love it.
Because I like making them. It's my grandma's recipe.
Do you cook them all day in the crock pot?
Yeah, no. I just cook them in a big frying pan. And then I can put them in the crock pot, yes, and they will stay hot because they taste much better if they're hot because there's that little bit of nutmeg in them. Oh, nice. And so without them being hot, they're sort of weird.
Yeah. Well, that's the secret.
Not what you expect.
Yeah.
No, no, you'll make a gravy.
Yeah, a little bit of gravy for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people said it disappeared. I'm very excited by dancing ballet.
Well, Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you, too, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful New Year.
Yes, and 2021 should be a massive improvement over 2020.
It will.
We sure hope so. Well, this was fun having church like this.
Yes, it was.
You know.
Yes.
It was a strange experience. If you come to the Bible studies on Sunday night, this is how we do them.
Okay.
So we see each other and, you know, whatever happens, happens. What happens in Bible study stays in Bible study. How's that?
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting us. Thank you for the beautiful service.
Oh, friends, I'm so glad to be able to see your faces and hear your voices while we're doing it. Just a real treasure to be a little bit less alone up here.
And it was good to hear laughter.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone. much love to everyone.
All right.
We'll talk again.
Everybody.
Bye. Yes.
Bye. See you next year.
Yeah. See you next year. Bye.
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 Wow.